Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bebich and Finley, we're back. There's a lot going on in this studio. Shout out to Danny Ruye, who went viral last night for his incredible Charles Barkley impression. He's been doing it for a while, but it's cool to see one of them go crazy. It's funny when you see stuff getting retweeted on your timeline from all these other people.
I think Danny and I need to send Charles Barkley over to EMP 180.
Whoa. It's a good plug, though.
Saying.
Yeah. Now is the time, Landfill. It is time to ask Bemich anything.
Ooh, I'm scared.
I thought, don't we have a sound?
Should you have a...
I already played it.
Should you have a kickstand?
Sorry.
You've got to listen.
Should you have a kickstand on your road bike? No.
Okay. There's one bike question. How many more of those are we getting?
I have a friend named, we call him now KT, Kickstand Travis, because he has a kickstand on his bike. You don't put a kickstand on a road bike. That's just not what you do.
Okay, nobody on earth is asking that question, but I'm glad you clarified that.
I'm just
saying,
I'm just throwing it out there, and you shouldn't have a fat seat.
Is that like one of those things where you don't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley?
Yeah, shouldn't put a bumper sticker on any car.
Yeah, so it's like a bumper sticker on a damn Bentley. You got a kickstand sticking out on the back of your bike.
What I can't understand are people, and you see this with like Subaru, like there are specific cars you see this with, people that put political bumper stickers on their car. That is like whoever
it says, scratch my car.
Cody Betts in 2022. Whatever it is, whoever your candidate is, I don't care. But it's Cody Betts in 2022, Landfill in 2024. Like, it's a sticker with a date on it. You're going to have to put 40 more of those on there. Everybody's going to know how old your car is, and they all just stack up, and you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Stop with that.
And
now they have the magnets. At least get a magnet, and then you can take it off, you dope.
Or you come back home, and you come back to your car, you wonder, why is my car scratched up? Yeah, my opposition is pissed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think.
It happens.
Well, that shouldn't happen. But people,
I was told that.
People should use fewer bumper stickers.
It's kind of cool, though, when you see, like, a political bumper sticker from 1996 or something.
It's usually on an old Volvo.
You just know it's been around for a while.
An old Volvo has the – old Volvos lead the country in bumper stickers per capita.
But you know what that
now
means?
It's Subarus.
You know what it's telling you? That damn car lasts.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Volvos have gotten too expensive. Now, if you're driving a nice Volvo, you're not putting a sticker on that thing anymore. But Subarus – lots of bumper stickers. Toyota Prius, lots of bumper stickers.
If you sell cars, you should just run around and slap like Dole Kemp stickers on things to let people know they last.
Michael Dukakis, this car's been running for 40 years.
There you go.
Big old pickup trucks, lots of bumper stickers.
All right.
And now it's time for questions. Ask Bemich Anything. Now that we screamed about bumper stickers. I wanted to give Cody the floor. I don't know if he's ready. Sometimes he needs more time. We'll give him his time. We understand he's a complicated young man. So, in the spirit of fairness, let's go to the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Let's go to line 2. Carlos, you're up.
Bemich and Finley.
Gentlemen, happy Friday to you. I know the segment is called Ask Beach, B-Mitch Everything, but I got a question for B-Mitch, and I got a question for JP, Landfill, Cody Betts, all together.
All right.
So the first question, B-Mitch, I know you love a Salvadorian food. Do you prefer pupusas or tamales? And then for the—
Hold on, we'll let him answer.
I like the pupusas.
Perfect. So do I. Now, the question for all of you. You guys said this. June 21st, Orioles versus the Astros. I will be at that
game.
Say that. Will you guys be at that game?
We were supposed to go up there and boo the Astros.
Exactly, which is why I got the tickets.
June 21st is a Monday night. Isn't that your golf tournament?
Yeah. It's going to be hard for me to make it there because I don't think I'm going to be on TV booing it, watching it on TV booing it.
I'll boo for you guys then. How about that?
There you go.
I think B-Mitch is going to be at Westfield's Golf Club for the fifth annual The Intentional Golf Tournament. Yeah. I think that's where he's going to be.
Yes.
Well, there you have it. I'll say this. Are all of us going to be there? Because I think I'm going to be there.
I don't know yet.
I think CK told me I'm going to be there doing the show. Cody Betts, if you'll drive to Baltimore, I'll get our tickets and take care of food and booze for the night. I just need a ride there and back.
Oh, I can drive, yeah.
All right. I think that I might be there, Carlos. I'll give you a— and B-Mitch knows the highest percent chance that I can ever lock something in is about 50.
No, so 49.
I'll give you a
49-51. He might be there.
I was only going to go 30%.
I'll be on the section behind third plate, so beer's on me if I see you guys, all right?
All right. He's coming for you.
He's coming now.
30% chance I'll be there. And if I'm there, it's going to be fun.
All right. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you for the call, Carlos. I think we should make this a thing, Cody. I think we really should. We'll go to Baltimore. We'll boo the cheaters.
You be his Uber driver.
I heard there's some clubs up there. Is that true?
Whoa.
What kind of club?
What kind of clubs are you looking for? Swinger clubs?
No, I'm not going with you to a swinger club.
Golf clubs?
Yeah, golf clubs, JP.
What are you looking for, Cody?
I mean, I don't know. A night on the town.
Let me tell you this, Cody. I want to.
It's Monday night.
I'm 39 years old. I'm married with two children, and it's a Monday night. I will not be going to any sort of club. Maybe Caves Valley Golf Club, if they'd like to invite me for happy hour.
Maybe you should ask a 24-year-old that's nicely built, that's still looking to take you somewhere.
Yeah, maybe you should be the Uber driver. How about that?
Yeah, how about you drive?
Let's just go and drink beer at the ball game and go home.
I can't believe this.
You can't believe what?
I'm going with Pete instead.
Wow.
Well, no.
Here's what I'll tell you. Listen, if you go with me, we'll get some good tickets. We'll get some good food. We'll have a nice time. You go with Pete, you're going to sit in the bleachers.
Okay, I'm going with you. That's fine. I'll drive. It's
maybe
all good.
Pete will come with us.
And no bars for us. Great.
We can go to bars.
Okay, cool.
I don't know that I'm going out after the game. Maybe we'll leave in the sixth inning.
There we go.
How's that? How's that?
I'm not sure that, like, an O's game and then an entire night smelling the Baltimore low tide stank is exactly my idea of fun.
Landfill, what is your idea of fun?
Avoiding Baltimore.
Shane Preacher just tweeted in. He said, Carlos said I didn't catch this. Did Carlos say third plate? He said third plate.
That's
a tough one.
Yes, he did. When he said, I let it go, I thought somebody going to catch that.
Yeah, Shane tweeted in. He said, Carlos said third plate. I'm guessing he doesn't normally watch baseball. Maybe he's just a little nervous. Listen, 800-636. Wait. I need some lasers, Landfill. I need some lasers. 100 days from now, there will be football on the field. It was 110.
Yeah.
In 100 days, there will be football on the field.
Based on how it works, now they're about to do the first snap of the game.
And let me say this. I don't know if this is, perhaps this is just a coincidence, Brian, but one person has been screaming about the 100-day countdown for football all week.
Uh-huh.
You know him. He's got big ears, and he's pretty jacked. He's got big ears.
Okay.
the Washington football team just happened to tweet out exactly 100 days from now, week one.
They're late.
Maybe they've been listening to the show all day.
They're late, though. We've been having a party. We almost finished with all our dogs. And I offered Cody Betts a Celsius, and he told me no because he thought it had alcohol in it.
No alcohol in here, Cody.
It's no sugar. It's 5 calories. It's an energy drink. He's like, no, I don't think I'm
Shout out to B-Mitch for bringing in all this soda. I got Dr. Pepper for days.
Oh, I saw Dr. Pepper in the can. I said, I got to get some Dr. Pepper for my man.
One thing we know about that tweet, though, is that the Washington football team's social media intern is better at math than you are, JP.
No, I got 100 days, right?
You got 101 until we corrected you.
Yeah, we corrected you, though.
That was earlier in the week. That was old news. That's
the fact that I had those three ups in the early in the semester doesn't mean anything.
Life's about how you finish. All right,
yeah. I finished with a few C's. I think I'm supposed to have a C, but no, I had three F's at the beginning of the semester.
C's get degrees. Take heart.
Okay,
kids.
We got any more questions?
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Ask B. Mitch anything.
B. Mitch, I have a question for you. Earlier this week, there was a little bit of news out of Cleveland where Myles Garrett has retired from basketball, and it might not have been entirely voluntary.
He was forced.
Yes, he was into forced retirement from basketball. When you were playing, did anything like that ever happen to you?
It didn't happen to me, but I did it myself. But there were a lot of people, it was in your contract that you couldn't be playing certain sports. Remember Jay Williams in basketball, riding the motorcycle? They had those type of things in it, hang gliding, all those different things. But I went to Worldgate to play basketball, and I noticed everyone was trying to test their mettle against me. And I just basically got to the point where I said, look, dude, they pay me to run through people. So I'm going to run through your ass here soon. And then I basically just realized, don't do this. Wait until I'm done making my money before I go out there and try to do it again. And I think people like Myles Garrett, the type of money he's making, because you saw him go up and dunk on the guy. The next time the guy going to go under him, he's going to come down wrong, break something. And we see in offseason, the guy up there in Denver got hurt, getting ready to play football. And they didn't want to pay him his $10 million. What's going to happen to a guy like Miles who has about 40, 50 million coming to you and you get hurt playing basketball? So I would just say to most of the guys out there, yes, you have a lot of things you like to do. Shy away from it until you're done. And then you can go play and do whatever the hell you want to do.
I wanted to ask you one thing. I don't know if you saw this, but Ian Rappaport of NFL Network reported that the NFL Players Association is really trying to tell players to stop using Toradol. I'm not sure that all our listeners know what Toradol is. It's a extremely high-level painkiller.
That's supposed to be used on horses and animals.
It kind of numbs you to go play a game.
Basically, and it basically is something that causes heart problems and different things.
Well, and the concern now is that it's being linked to bleeding, like internal bleeding, I suppose. You don't have to answer this if you don't want to. Did you ever use Toradol?
Never used Toradol in my life.
But you saw it in plenty of locker rooms,
a
right?
lot of people, I'm not going to say any names, they limp in the locker room and they run out like they were a gelding.
I mean, I know players that have used it. Do you think people will stop using it?
I think if the pressure is put more on the franchises, they will stop giving them an opportunity to use it.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, a player can't administer it himself. He can't get it.
Because it's a needle.
It's the teams that are actually giving it to you. So they need to not – the NFL PA is right to tell the players to start saying no. Okay? And let them say you make sure you know that you're saying no. But I think the pressure needs to be put on the league and the franchises. They were the ones that were doing it. And I just think my grandmother, Miss Leona Jackson, for saying, baby – God made everything they want to make for you that if you got a problem, you could take it. So she never believed in medicine. That's why I would never take medicine. I got to the league, and I wouldn't take the medicine. They gave me the OxyContin. The one I took, they made me take. I just got my surgery. I gave them the 39 back in a few weeks. You know, so Percocet, OxyContin. You go in there and say, oh, I got this. Oh, they go, oh, I'll take this. They just give you stuff. And I think that's the thing. Today, we didn't know then. But you should know over the last 10 years, because the guy at USC, the offensive lineman at USC who had the heart attack, it was traced back to Toradol. So players that are still letting them give it to you, tell them to hell with that. No, don't take it. And if they let you go because of that, you have a hell of a case against them.
Especially the injections, because it is available just as a pill, and that disperses it throughout your entire body. The injection goes into where you're hurt, but who the hell knows what else it's doing. I truly think we'll look back over the last 20 years with the rise of OxyContin and all these narcotic-level painkillers, all these opioids. We'll look at the rise of opioids measured against the rise in going after marijuana arrests as one of the absolute dumbest things in our country, in our sports, all of these. Like, hey, here, take all these Vicodin, but God forbid you smoke a blunt. Like, that is so backwards. Think about
this. You grew up in this town. You saw me play. I played 14 years. You watched me walk around the things I do today. How many guys you see 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, five, let's go seven max. How are they walking around?
Dude, crippled. Totally.
Why? Because they were taking all this stuff that masked the injury. And then they go out there and hurt themselves even more. I'd rather play and knowing I'm hurt. Then I know where I can push myself and what to do and what not to do. And I can alleviate some of the stuff that will come later on. The NFL has masked injuries for years with players. And the players get hurt even more. And then they got this dumbass policy to where they try to sit up there and not want to give you anything when you try to come back and get money that you're supposed to get because you got hurt on the job. Okay, and when you try to get it, they make it as difficult as you can to get stuff back. And I think that needs to be corrected more than anything.
Real quick, just want to clear something up. Carlos has tweeted back. If you remember, Carlos just offered us to go to the game with him, said he's going to buy beers, and he also said he's going to be sitting behind third plate. he said, listen, I'm an Orioles fan. I haven't seen good baseball in years. So you're not wrong that I don't watch much baseball. This is Carlos.
And tell him, in Baltimore, the way that they line up, Carlos, you may think you're behind third plate. Who knows?
Let's go. Let's get in one more call here for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Let's go to Joe in Warrington. Joe, what's up, man? Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Hey, so B. Mitch, your dad was a chef?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So what was your favorite plate that he made? And then two, what was there another more favorite food that you had that he didn't make, I guess?
Thanks, Joe. I would say, the favorite plate, I couldn't say if I would give you the favorite plate because I remember my mom and my dad sit there and they made that etouffee. Well, they each made it and they say, which one is the best? I say, I can't answer. You have to cook something else. Then they did gumbo. You got to do something else. Then they did some smothered pork chops. I couldn't think about that. They did some stuffed melon tone. I could. So everything they cooked, I love. And I would say, for me, if I had to narrow it down, I would come down to, I love the etouffee that he made. But I would say there was nothing that I liked that he didn't cook because being in the military, my dad would cook all types of things, different foods from different nationalities and things of that nature. So he was like, we're eating Vietnamese today. We're eating Korean today because he knew how to cook all that stuff. So I enjoyed it all, to be totally honest with you. So I grew up having a great taste, and I also grew up finding things that I did not want to try again. You know, everybody from the South said, oh, man, liver is so good.
Liver's butt gross.
I cannot do that. That texture.
My dad loved liver and
it
onion.
It kills me. I can't do it. I can't do it.
It's funny.
Pops did it all the time.
You say that. So my dad would fry up potatoes on like a Saturday or Sunday lazy kind of breakfast day. And they were the best I've ever had. And I try to do it now, and I can't get anywhere close. My sister tries. We just can't do it. And it's just like one of these things. There are those things from your childhood or from your parents once they pass that you just can't – you do still think about.
The thing about it, what I learned from him was don't try to follow a recipe. Just do it. And when it tastes like you want it to taste, you've arrived. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? He's saying, because you sit up here and you try to please everybody. No, please your palate. You're the chef. You know how it's supposed to be done. And people will adjust to it. If it's a little spicy for somebody, they'll drink some more water, eat some bread. If it's not spicy enough, they'll add some hot sauce to their stuff. But you do it to what you think and you be consistent with it. Then all of a sudden, people talk about how great your stuff is. But if you're trying to please Cody one time, then Landfill the next, and I'm trying to please you the next time, I'm changing it up so nobody sees it as consistent. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then he would always cut those banana peppers up on the top of every damn thing. And I'm telling you, hot as hell.
B-Mitch, you know me. I'm not a big recipe guy. I like to let it fly, just kind of come up with stuff on my own. That surprise you?
No.
You know, when you.
I don't think you would listen to something if you had the recipe and it was from Paul Prudhomme.
My. How do you think I am with directions? When I bring home something I have to put together.
It never gets put together until your wife calls somebody to actually do it.
Yeah, you got to pay like the $50 fee to just get it assembled.
Because I don't want to do it that way. He's going to try to do his own way. And then anything your kids have to sit on, please don't do it.
Shelby got a new bike, and I took it into the bike store. I was like, listen, man, I got to make sure the brakes are connected. I need this thing to work.
I would teach Shelby to say, Daddy, no, 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 let the man do it.
All right, coming up next, we're going to keep hitting the phones. You want to complain about FedEx Field? You want to ask B. Mitch a question? You want to know how much Cody Betts can bench press? All of those things. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We are 20 minutes away from the six-leg weekend parlay guaranteed to lose you money.
What's up, everybody? It's Brian Mitchell. B. Mitch here from my friends over at Paul Henry's Window Insulation. And you've heard me talking about Paul and how he's going to be replacing all the windows in my home with soft light windows. And you know, when I keep saying I love working with Paul, yes, I absolutely love working with Paul because he's about to give me the opportunity to go back to my childhood. When I was young, I used to always love opening up the windows while inside, letting the cool breeze come in. I hadn't been able to do that for a long time because I couldn't open my windows. They were bad. They got stuck because I hadn't opened them in so long. So Paul is going to replace it now where I can sit there, I can tilt my windows out, I can put them halfway up, put the top halfway down, and let the cool breeze come in where I don't have to use my air conditioner all the time. And do you want to hear your air conditioner running all summer long, where it's in overdrive because, you know, you have the bad windows, the heat is going up, and now you have those old inefficient windows that's going to lead to heat gain in your house? Nope, you don't. So I would say reach out to my friends over at Paul Henry's Window Insulation. Ask for Paul. Paul will probably come over. He's going to be doing the consultation. And right now will be a great time because they have a special going on where you can save $120 per Marvin or soft light window when you order five windows or more. And you can get 10% off the Provia doors if you need to replace them too. Paul Henry's Window Insulation, the clear home improvement choice. PaulHenry'sWindows.com or hit him at 540-359-6842.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
mean I am the one.
Everybody do your best MJ noise.
Go dance.
Wow, landfill. Cody?
I don't think I got one for
Come
him.
Come on, you wimp. That was good. Landfill's was the best. I wasn't expecting that. Landfill's into MJ. Phone lines are packed. Ask B. Mitch anything. It's complain about FedEx Field. It's ask Cody Betts how much he bench presses. Whatever you want to talk about, dude. It's Vodka Red Bull Friday.
460.
It's 100 days until football. It's a celebration of things. The sun's coming out. Lots to celebrate, Landfill. Landfill's just happy MJ's on. So whatever it is you're into. Danny Ruye has gone viral. He's a sensation. He'll be on the radio here in just about a half hour. But right now, let's go back.
We were talking about Seabass earlier. I got a text. D-Hall, he said, best Seabass in the world. Tao, hell yes.
All right, let's go to New York. There's Tao in Vegas, right?
Yes, Tao in Vegas, too.
Let's go. We might be in Vegas sooner than we're in New York.
I'm going to be in Vegas sooner than New York.
All right, well, Seabass and Tao is happening. We also need to go to RPM and split that Bronzino. We've been talking about
it. No. I ate the whole Bronzino.
Did you? It's for two people.
No. Brian said, I have to let JP know. He got to get his own. They split the Bronzino, but it ain't too big for one person. I ate the whole damn thing myself.
How much will I eat?
You're going to eat probably half of a filet. You're going to eat a half of one side.
I did pretty good today, eating-wise. Let's go to the Gambit DC Listener Lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Let's go to Marvin in Landover. Marvin, is anybody able to? Thank you, Landfill. Landfill, you owe me a Michael Jackson noise.
Hello.
Hey, Marvin, what's
How
up, dude?
How you guys doing?
How you doing, Marvin?
JP, B. Mitch.
What's happening?
This is the first time I've ever spoke to B. Mitch in my life, so I'm really feeling excited.
Oh, cool. I really
am. I'm sorry to say that.
Hope it's not a letdown.
Oh, no, it can't be. Because he's one of my favorite players of all time.
Appreciate it.
Because I'm already excited.
Good deal.
But I'm going to go back. I had like this thing that was going through my head. My brother's a real big football guy, and I'm a big football guy. And there was this thing that went through our heads when, and I'm going back to your era, B. Mitch. I'm going back to like when Joe Gibbs ran the Skins. During Plan B free agency with Bobby Bethard, we had like this thing that they should get rid of, like when the first year it happened, you got to get rid of this man, you got to get rid of this man, because, or not protect them because they were older. And the couple players I remember were like some offensive linemen. I think it might have been Joe Jacoby because they had Lachey and some other offensive linemen. You know, so you can't protect everybody. And what happened was Joe Gibbs and Bobby Bethard, or was it Casserly, protected everybody.
Marvin, I love you. We got to ask a question here, dude.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, with that philosophy, how in good conscience can this version of the Skins or the Washington football team get rid of the offensive lineman when it's such a need position and they haven't really solidified it? I don't like getting rid of Jerron Christian, especially because he still had a what's called con.
Thank you for the call, Marvin.
I think ultimately Jerron Christian has not shown that he can play consistently at this level yet. Morgan Moses, I still have questions, and I'm going to look to see what happens with that. But I agree with you that the offensive linemen are more vitally important than people give credence to. But I think ultimately they feel they have people in place that can give them the same thing that Morgan was giving them at a cheaper price. Now, that need to come to fruition, or it's going to be a lot of questions that's going to be asked. Because I'm very good at saying I will wait and see what truly happens before I make my final judgment. I'm not like most people, I'm going to make a judgment now, but I think at this point, I need to wait and see, because if the new guys like Cosme and all Leno and all those guys come in and they play well, that's nothing I can say about it.
And it's worth pointing out that a second-round pick's a high investment, and they use the second-round pick on a tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it going here. Let's go to Dan in Fairfax. Dan, what's going on, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The last game I went to, it was awesome because we had a suite with free food, beer, and our own bathroom. And I remember we passed the D'Angelo Hall room, the suite there. And outside it was cold, rainy day. So thanks to my stepson, Oscar, for that. My complaint is,
thanks, Oscar.
On my other games that I've been to, it's a 2-mile walk. Why the hell can't they have the shuttle bus like they used to? The traffic is terrible getting out of there. And so that's my complaints. Thanks for taking my call.
So Dan likes it when he's in a suite and doesn't when he's not. Well, when the beer is free, no. People are happy.
Oscar, you need to hook up. This happens to his son, right?
Yep.
Oscar, you need to hook your dad up some more. And I agree with you. If you're going to have, if you don't have where you can get dropped that close to the stadium, you shouldn't have to have people walking. Some type of shuttle bus or something. The one thing I've given to everybody that ever asked me a question about how can we make fans or make our customers believe more in what we're doing, I say you have to make them think you're giving them something.
Can't feel and nickel you, and dimed all
and
the
if
time.
You had a few buses that will be picking them up at that little drop-off way over there with that
Morgan Avenue station, I think.
15, was it called? Central Avenue, whatever?
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm talking about the Metro stop.
Out there, if you had buses bringing them to the stadium, they will feel you're giving them something, and it will raise that level of excitement of going to the stadium and that fan experience a little bit more.
All right, we might have to go speed round here because the phones are full. Let's go to Steve in New Mexico. Steve,
New
what's
Mexico?
Up, man? You're on with
wow.
B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, yeah, guys. Just want to say love the show.
Appreciate
B.
you.
Mitch, JP, you guys are awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
And you guys have gotten me fired up for this week one game, 100 days away.
Yeah,
I literally have started looking at tickets and flights from New Mexico.
Let's go, Steve.
To DC. Let's go, dude. I was planning on going to Denver and Vegas, but those ticket prices are outrageous. I just saw row 5 from the field at FedEx for the price of one nosebleed in Vegas.
Wow.
So you guys got me jacked. I am just excited for the season. I understand people's mindset on FedEx. I actually went to my first FedEx game 2 years ago against the Cowboys, 2019, the last year that they were the Redskins. And I'm not going to lie, by the third quarter, my wife, who's a Broncos fan, was upset at Washington fans because it was just dead. It was dead. Oh. She didn't understand. We'd been to Denver games, and they're crazy.
Rowdy.
And just the level of excitement wasn't there with this past regime. You know, it's a new era.
2019 was Rivera, ugly,
Chase,
ugly.
So let's go.
Thank you, Steve. We look forward to seeing you week one.
I want people out there to understand one thing. I know a lot of people now have become quasi-Raider fans because it's in Vegas. We did the top 10 ticket list, and the Raiders have like 6 of them, isn't it? So it's going to cost you a pretty penny unless you're winning a lot of money or losing a lot of money in Vegas, which is going to cost you even more than just buying a ticket to go and get a seat in that stadium, believe me.
Yeah, I totally agree. Let's keep the phone lines going. Let's go to Keith in Upper Marlboro. Keith, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
What it do, B. Mitch and Finley?
What up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, B. Mitch, I wanted to ask you about Lydell Mitchell. What was he to you? That was your uncle?
Well, Lydell Mitchell was not related to me, but the NFL sent out this survey, and they asked you, when you're coming out of college, they normally ask, did you have any relatives that played in the league? And I picked Lydell Mitchell and Bobby Mitchell. I felt Lydell Mitchell was a very good player, and Bobby Mitchell was a guy who was like a Hall of Famer, so I'm like, well, hell, why not? And I put those names, and I don't know if they got me drafted, but they helped me out.
Yeah, because that was my running back there. I used to love myself some Lydell Mitchell.
And I met him, and I told him that story. He was like, so where's my cut?
Everybody's always looking for a cut. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate
you.
All
right, Keith.
All right, let's go to John in Jacksonville. John, what's up? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hello, my fellow Chrome Dome
friend.
What's
up, Chromie? What's happening?
How are you?
Chilling, brother.
Okay, so
John, did you send me something here? I'm looking at it on Facebook,
yes.
I think.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, I sent it by Messenger. Okay, because you and I are friends on Facebook, JP. So I want you to show that to B. Mitch. It's a picture of you, obviously, and it's a picture of a famous actor from many, many years ago, and I want to see if B. Mitch can identify him. Because I think you look like
him.
Is
the implication that I look
like
him?
You look like him, but it's in black and white, man. I probably was like 6 when that actor was there.
He's an Academy Award-winning actor, and he's British.
I don't think I look like this dude at all.
What's
for
his name?
The record.
Oh, come on. Come on. Yes, you do, a little bit.
Come on, Cody. Hustle
What's the
in
name?
Here.
Do you know who it is?
I. You think I look like this dude?
B. Mitch.
Say it into the mic.
No, sorry, John from Jacksonville.
Let me see it. Now, Cody trying to
it's Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, you do look like a man.
Yes, that's exactly who it is.
I don't look like Anthony Hopkins,
yeah,
dude.
But to be honest with you,
in that picture,
when
you do.
Your cheeks are a little like puffy right now, JP, but in that picture, if you had like not eaten so much of those pistachios, you look just like a
pistachios.
Okay,
I think now, it's the hot dogs.
I have one more trivia question, and JP, you can get on this if you want. Okay, now with the USFL coming back, now B-Mitch knows this because I've lived in Jacksonville over 30 years, still burgundy and gold all the way. Anyway, Gary Clark started out here with the Jacksonville Bulls before he went to Washington.
Uh-huh.
So the Chicago Blitz, USFL team, their head coach, I'll just say this, a former Washington head coach. Can you tell me his name?
Who was it? I think it was Jay Gruden.
The Chicago Blitz. Keep in mind, this is going back to the 80s.
Oh, the 80s. Damn.
Chicago Blitz. Mike Shanahan.
A former Washington coach? Schottenheimer?
Yeah.
I think
he's a Hall of
Famer.
I said Schottenheimer.
Nope.
I don't even know what the question is.
Gibbs?
I'm very confused.
The Chicago Blitz of the old USFL,
yeah.
Their head coach, when they came into the league, was a former Washington head coach who was a Hall of Famer.
George Allen.
Yes.
Boom. John, thank you for the call, buddy.
We had
Appreciate
named all
you.
Of them already, John.
I don't think we have time for any more landfill, correct? All right, Smitty, we appreciate you, buddy. Sorry we didn't get there. We're going to tweet out this picture of me and Anthony Hopkins from at B Mission Finley. I don't look anything like that, dude. So I appreciate it.
I just think if you lose a little weight in your face, you might do it. Right
the there. Weight in my face, I have a fat face. It makes me look young.
No, it doesn't.
I got cherub cheeks. Mm-mm. The incredibly large bags under my eyes don't make me
you
look
incredibly,
young.
You're incredibly, very, very fascinated by yourself.
Yes, Cody? By myself or with myself?
With yourself.
We never found out how much Cody can bench.
Oh, yeah, Cody. Come on, man. Reveal it.
Last week, I got 300.
300? Woo!
How much are you benching these days?
I don't try to max out anymore. My days of that are over.
All right. Me and Landfill are bringing up the rear like we do in most things. When we come back, weekend parlay time. Plus, we got to figure out who won the
I
week.
I have Ami's bet, too.
Heard it here first. It was me versus Landfill yesterday. Who won? Let's find out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
How many bottles? It is Vodka Red Bull Friday, and we're past the 100-day mark till NFL football returns, till we're watching the Washington football team. They'd be in the second quarter by now. 100 days from right now, the Washington football team will be in the second quarter of their game against the Los Angeles Chargers. You ready for that?
I don't think it's the second quarter.
It's the very
end
of the first.
It's only 47 minutes right now. They're going to drag this thing out. It'll take about an hour and 30 minutes. No, it's second quarter. First half, they come out running the ball, trying to field things.
I bet we're
out.
In the second quarter.
Yeah, we're right. So it's second quarter, yeah.
How many bottles do we need? The waitress is coming over.
We need six.
Six?
Yeah,
for
man,
the four of us, or are we bringing Dum Dum Stallion with us?
We're trying to give everybody, you know, when you have more balls on your table, you become a little bit more, you know.
You know what time of day it is.
You become
skirts get shorter, lights get darker, heels get higher.
All of a sudden, when they see six balls, you're cuter than you were before.
Listen, people are saying I look like Anthony Hopkins. He's 85 years old. Get 10 bottles.
Well, Anthony Hopkins can probably put a lot of ace of spades, and then he have the whole club sitting at his table.
Balling. All right.
Shot calling.
Time for a little bit of housekeeping here. It was a shortened week. We only got to make three picks and heard it here first. It's my understanding that Cody Betts and B. Mitch both hit parlays last night after chasing parlays all week. And I don't think this has ever happened for one person, let alone two people. You both finished the week 1.5 and 1.5.
Hey.
Is that accurate?
Hey, we didn't quit. We kept fighting.
Congrats.
Merci beaucoup.
Going into last night, Landfill and I were both 2-0 with a big matchup. One of us should have gone for a parlay to win it, Landfill. So Landfill had the Braves yesterday in a day game. Landfill didn't waste a moment texting me that he went 3-0. I don't even know that the last ball had been out in Atlanta before he texted me 3-0.
That's exactly correct. That's what happened. I just had to let you know you were on notice.
And so Landfill, how confident were you that I was going to lose and you would win the week?
I was fairly confident. I was like 70%.
So y'all saying all that to say that y'all pushing, nobody owed nobody
money.
And
what ended up happening, Landfill?
I think you won.
I did.
Who cares?
So in other words, you all got the same thing me and Cody got. Nothing.
That's pretty much.
Who cares?
I suppose.
Cody, we showed up. At the end, we showed that you don't quit, you keep fighting, and you make sure that the other people don't win money.
Yeah, but you guys didn't make sure. Just me and Landfill.
It doesn't
made
make
sure.
A difference. How much money are you getting this week?
Zero.
Okay.
But even when I win, I don't get
any
money.
How much money are you getting, Cody?
Even when I win, nobody pays
you
me.
You get money every week for me, man. I buy food every week for everybody.
That's
I
true.
Make sure.
That's
see,
true.
I'm getting ahead of the game. So when I win, y'all going to damn sure owe me.
Paying it forward. This weekend, we do the parlay where we all try to win together.
Yeah.
And Landfill has been very, very staunch. He's been on my butt all week to get my pick in before the end of the segment.
Yes.
So Landfill, it's my understanding you have everybody's pick. You have Cody Betts, yourself, Brian, Ahmet, Dum Dum the Stallion, and me. You have all six of us. Is that correct?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
All right. You want to read through the picks? I don't know. It's a little less cool of a reveal when you just have them all.
No, this is a really bad way of doing it. The correct way is everybody goes around and makes their pick.
Okay. But he just wanted to hear our picks before.
Right.
So I'm taking the Angels. And what's the game? Angels and Mariners. And it's under 8.5.
This is your first ever baseball bet.
No, it's not. I did do a Nats one earlier this year, and I won it.
Okay. Boom.
So I'm going to take.
You literally made this pick 10 minutes ago, and you already don't remember who they're playing.
Well, they're playing against the Mariners. They suck.
The Mariners have been no hit
twice.
Well,
all I know is Ohtani is pitching, and they're playing against Duggar. He got a 6.23 ERA. See how much I remember that damn quick? I'm going with the over. I think Ohtani going to hit two home runs. He's going to give up maybe one run today, and then he has his buddy with him. We could.
I'll say this. B-Mitch, I think, is the first non-DC or non-football player athlete. We have this. Ohtani is the first athlete that isn't in D.C. or a football player that we've discussed off-air in a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This dude can play, man. You watch him go yard. He does everything, just like when you were a little kid.
He's a real deal.
Who is the best player on the baseball team? The guy who pitches.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah, all of a sudden they get a little older now. They can't do nothing but throw a ball. No, you should be able to hit too, damn it.
All right, so B-Mitch is on the Angels. I am waiting till tomorrow night, and I am taking the Bucks. I told you I think they're going to win the title. I think they're going to win game one against the Nets. Bucks plus 3.5, Landfill, is that right?
Plus 3.5, that's correct.
What if we go into the weekend after the night? 5-0, and then your game is left.
You know what? If we get there, we'll figure it out. We've only been in that situation once, and then Cody Betts let us down.
That's correct. I don't think we're going to be able to actually go 5-0 tonight because my pick is tomorrow morning. It's actually Rafael Nadal versus Cameron Norrie, and I'm taking Nadal minus 8.5.
That's my guy.
Viva
la France.
Nadal's Spanish.
But he wins at the U.S.
They're
Open.
At the French Open all the time.
Viva la France.
Yeah, at the French Open.
Sacre bleu.
Roland Garros.
At the French Open on the clay, he wins damn near every year.
Sure. But hold on. Minus 8.5?
Yes.
Well, is there a score in tennis I'm unaware of?
Yeah, you know, you can win like 6-2, like 4.
So wait.
6-1.
So you add all that up, and you're laying, what is it? Set game?
Something like that.
So if he goes 6-0, 6-0, he's won that.
It's minus 8.5, and they got to win 3 sets?
Nadal's going to rock this dude.
That seems like a big number, though, doesn't it?
No.
No.
Because
if he goes 6-3, 6-3, 6-3, he has rocked that. I guess that would cover.
That would cover. What are you talking about? You're so bad at math. What's your pick, Cody?
You know what?
I'm going with the Marlins over the Pirates tonight, minus 108.
And Amit texted in, he's taking the Red Sox over the Yankees tonight, plus 106.
Do you think listeners are ever like, who is Amit?
All the time.
I will tell you, Amit is a producer. He's a great
an unpaid
friend.
Producer. He's a great friend.
He's one of the nicest guys you ever meet. He's like cool as hell. And I don't know why he puts up with JP.
he says the same thing about you.
No, he doesn't. He said he'll know why I put up with you. Yeah.
What did Dum Dum the Stallion take?
Dum Dum the Stallion has taken the Mavericks +3 against the Clippers.
All right. So what is our payout? How much are you putting in on this thing?
20.
I'm going 10.
I've been putting in 20. He's going to send it straight to you.
Yes, that's 50. I'm putting in $1, so that's $51.
I'll put in a dollar.
That's
$52.
Okay.
What's the payout?
52 will pay out $21.03.86.
Well, we got to make sure. Stallion has a chance.
We got to see how much Dum Dum's putting in.
Is he in there?
No.
Grab him.
I think he's working.
We'll find out. Well, he needs to work.
We'll
More
let y'all know on Monday what everybody put in. Have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves and finish it up, JP.
If you made it this far,
JP owe you a calculator because he can't add.
Grant Danny up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.